the wind and the rain, for the rain it raineth every day. But when I came unto my beds with hey ho, wind and the rain with toss pots still had drunken heads, for the rain it raineth every day with a hey ho. Wind and the rain, for the rain it raineth every day. A great while ago the world begun with a hey-ho, the wind and the rain. But that's all one, our play is done, and we'll strive to please you every day with a hey-ho, the wind and the rain. And we'll strive to please you every day, and we'll strive to please you every day, and we'll strive to please you every day, and we'll strive to please you every day.
In Twelfth Night, Viola was played by Naomi Frederick, Olivia by Vanessa Kirby, Malvolio by David Tennant, Sir Toby by Ron Cook, and Orsino by Paul Reddy. Mariah was played by Rosie Cavaliero, Festy by James Lely, Sir Andrew Aguecheek by Adam James, Sebastian by Tristan Gravel, Antonio by Peter Hamilton Dyer, Fabian by Don Gillet, The Captain by Jared McDermott, and Valentine by Harry Livingston. The music was composed by Roger Gula. Twelfth Night, or What You Will, by William Shakespeare, was adapted for the radio and directed by Sally Evans.
And that production of Twelfth Night was first broadcast in April last year. Just a reminder, you can hear it again anytime you like for the next 7 days via the Radio 3 website. It's 28 minutes to 11, and now on BBC Radio 3 World Roots, and this week we've the first of two tributes to the late Ravi Shankar, introduced by Lucy Duran.
When Ravi Shankar died last month, the world was full of tributes. George Harrison had called him the godfather of world music, and certainly no one else did more to bring the tradition of Indian classical music to the world. He died on December 11th in California at the age of 92. You may have read the obituaries, heard the interviews, seen the TV clips, but what the media haven't done so much is play his music. So, on World Roots, this week and next, we're going to play two complete, uninterrupted rags by the great sitarist and composer of Indian music. They show his special, highly rhythmic style that evolved out of his childhood training as an Indian classical dancer with his brother Uday before he went on to study music. This week, we'll hear the 28-minute Rag Jog from Ravi Shankar's first LP recording, made in 1956. But we start with a short rag from his very last album, recorded in California in October 2011 and released last year. It's called The Living Room Sessions, and Ravi Shankar wrote in the sleeve notes, "This is a rather different recording when, at almost 92 years, I was fooling around at home in Encinitas, California, with my sitar with Tanmoy Bose on tabla. We recorded 7 rags in 4 days in my living room and had a lot of fun." This is Rag Satyajit, named after the director of the groundbreaking Indian films, the Apu trilogy, for which Ravi Shankar wrote the soundtrack back in the 1950s. Ravi described it as a spontaneous melodic pattern which came to my mind when I was told about the death of my dear friend, the film director Satyajit Ray. Rag Satyajit. Ooh. That was Rag Satyajit, played by the late Ravi Shankar on sitar, with Tanmoy Bose on tabla. It was from his last recording, made at his home in California in October 2011, when he was nearly 92 years old. So now to our main rag, and for that we go back some 55 years to Ravi's very first LP recording, made by him in London in 1956, when he was in his mid-30s. It's Rag Jog, an evening rag, and it includes the full three-part structure with the opening slow alap, then the rhythmic jor, and finally the fast and furious jala, accompanied by one of India's celebrated tabla players of the time, Chatur Lal. Ravi Shankar later said of this album, "Many years and records later, when I hear this, I feel the spirit of freshness and the vigour of youth in it."
Thank you. Thank you.
Rag Jog from the first LP recording made by Ravi Shankar. He was accompanied on tabla by Chaturlal. Next week, we'll be hearing a full-length performance of Rag Kaushi Kanra from Ravi Shankar's classic live recording at Carnegie Hall in 2000.
And you can hear that at the same time next Sunday evening, 10:30, here on BBC Radio 3. World Roots was introduced by Lucy Duran.
What links Marcel Proust's Swan's Way, Apollinaire's groundbreaking volume of poetry, Al Cole, Alain Fournier's novel Le Grand Moan, the Cubist movement, and the riotous premiere of Stravinsky's The Rite of Spring?
Stravinsky's music sounded like the creaking of 100 unoiled cartwheels.
Paris, 1913. An important year in the cultural history, not just of the French capital, but of the whole of Western Europe in the early 20th century.
The world's most beautiful city, and is still as fresh and startling now as it was a century ago.
Five big steps in one important year. The essay explores the cultural Paris of 1913. Weeknights this week at 10:45 on BBC Radio 3.
This is BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting between 90 to 93 on FM. We're on digital radio. You can also listen to us live online in high-definition sound. It's a little after 11:15, and now Jazz Lineup with Claire Martin.
Hello. On this week's Jazz Lineup, highlights of...